we are back for another episode of the Disney College Program mini-series, part of the Life at Disney podcast.
That's right. This is episode 2. It's been too long since we've seen you, and we have two incredible guests to introduce you to.
The first one is going to be Josh, who's part of the Disney Program's learning team.
And you're going to meet Nick, who is studying film and so excited to be here at the Walt Disney World Resort. Let's make some magic.
Yay! Welcome back, everyone. I'm excited to be here. I hope you're excited to be here. You should be. Grab a pen, grab a notebook, grab something to write with. You're gonna want to, because we are gonna start this episode off by diving into the learning component of the Disney College program. So I am here with one of the masterminds behind all of the extensive learning opportunities you can experience on the Disney College program. And he's gonna talk to us a little bit about it. He is the Senior Manager of Academic Experience and Career Advancement for Disney Programs. Josh, welcome to the show. So excited to have you here. How are you feeling?
Well, right now I just want my mom to watch this because that was such a good intro. I need her to hear that.
Oh my gosh, mom, make sure you're watching this. I'll do it again for you anytime, $5 an hour. No, I'm just kidding. But excited to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Super excited to be here as well.
You have this incredible job. You're here. You're working for Disney Programs. But you started on the Disney College program, right?
That's right. Back in 2004, I got to be an attractions host at Magic Kingdom, bringing some of our attractions to life in Adventureland. And then I know you can't tell with me sitting down, but I'm a giant. I'm 6'9". And so I was tapped on the shoulder to say, we need you to help bring some of our characters to life as a character performer. So I got to work Star Wars weekends, and I got to hang out with the incredibly furry Chewbacca for Star Wars weekends for quite some time.
No way. Yeah. That's so cool. How did you hear about the Disney College program?
So I'm a huge Disney nerd. I've always been a big Disney fan. I love the movies. I've always loved the parks, being able to come visit. And I was at my college. I went to Stephen F. Austin State University in East Texas, Axum Jacks. And I saw this a table set up with information about Disney that you could work for a semester at Disney. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's my in. I have to learn more. So I talked to the recruiter, interviewed, came down for a few months, did my program, and just fell in love.
So it sounds like you had Disney on the horizon for a while then, and then you heard about the program and you're like, oh, this could be my in.
Yes, I always thought it would be great to work for the company. I just never knew that it was a possibility. So when I saw this, I was like, oh, exactly to what you said, that is my in.
Oh my gosh, okay, and then did you just do one college program?
I did. I did a college program, and then I went back and wrapped up my degree in Texas, and then I came back on they're now called Disney Hospitality Leadership Programs, a management internship.
Walk me through your Disney journey then, starting with the program to where you are now.
So 2004, college program, Adventureland, character performer.
Yes.
Then I became a campus representative, working with the programs back in my university. And then in 2007, I came down on a management internship. I got to work at the main entrance of Magic Kingdom as a guest experience manager. And then from there, I stayed at Magic Kingdom for 7 years, I believe. And in those 7 years, I had 7 different roles in 7 different locations as a manager in operations, which was just incredible. Side note, one of the best things about working for this company is you can just have different jobs all the time and still work for the same company. Then I became a traditions facilitator. So traditions is our orientation program that all of our new hires go through. And we bring cast members in every year to facilitate this content. I was terrified of public speaking. And so I auditioned for this to push myself to try something different. I got the job of being a facilitator, fell in love with it, and then that opened doors for me to work in HR in learning and development. Mm-hmm. So then I began leading the traditions team at Disney University. And then from there, I've worked in operations training, helping with strategy and design of training across our property. And then for the past year, I've been here at Flamingo Crossings Village.
Woo! Yeah. I'm gonna back up to your experience in Magic Kingdom because I feel like that's kind of where it all started. How do you feel like that experience and then everything else prepares you for the role you're in right now?
That's the groundwork, right? Like that lays the foundation for everything you're going to do in your career by getting the opportunity to work with our guests and our parks and resorts. You learn to think on your feet. You learn how to have great conversations and great communication skills, but you just learn how to use those critical thinking skills on the spot. Those are skills that will translate for years to come in anything that you decide to do, whether it's with Disney or not.
And then I can tell just from like knowing you and talking to you, like you would be perfect for the role in Traditions. I can just imagine being a new hire, walking into Traditions and being like, I have no idea what's going on. And then you're here and you're like bringing the energy. What pushed you to like want to take that leap and like go out of your comfort zone to become a traditions facilitator?
I had the best traditions day. They welcomed me. They made me feel so comfortable. I moved away from my family. I moved away from everything that I know and came to Florida. And they just set the groundwork for me to understand how great it is to work for this company. And I want to give that back to new hires that are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that kind of relates to the role that you're doing now, where you get to work with all of these college program participants. Can you tell me a little bit about your current role?
First of all, I don't work. I play every single day. Like, I am just surrounded by all of these participants, and I get to see them starting on the same journey that me and my entire team started on. We all started on this program. So I don't like to call it work. We get to have the best time ever in these classrooms with these participants, watch them grow, watch them develop, watch those light bulb moments go off. To my favorite thing, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead, but my favorite thing is to be in the classroom with them and they understand how many possibilities exist after this program. And that's what we get to bring to them, is to show them after this internship, look at everything this company has to offer. And you see those light bulbs go off. And then to have the participants run to us after their internship ends and say, I got my dream job, or I got X, Y, and Z. It's just the best feeling. Yes. They pay me to just be happy every day.
What do you feel like is, in general, people's perception of maybe Disney or the Disney College program when they come into it? And then how do you think that changes when they leave?
That's a really good question. I will speak from my experience to say, I remember coming down here knowing that I was gonna go play in the parks, right? Knowing that I was gonna get a great work experience. You gain so many transferable skills by being on this internship that I was not expecting. I probably thought, I'm gonna go have fun in Florida for a few months, right? I gained and grew so much out of it. I was 5'11" before this program. I literally grew to 6'9". That's how much you grow on this program.
Oh my God. Yes. Say 6'9"?
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna measure that after this. You mentioned gaining transferable skills. What does that mean? And then can you give a couple of examples?
Yeah. So for me coming down, this was my first time away from home, my first time away from my family, right? When you think about personal life skills that you gain, it could be anything from time management, whether that is working against a deadline or you've just got this to-do list of things to get done in a day. Well, coming to Disney, you get them done. You go out and you're with our guests, you're working in an operational area, and it's 24/7, right? We're in 24/7 operation. So you are out there really learning how to best manage your time when you're here to take care of our guests, to take care of things that maybe you have going on in your personal life. That was a new skill for me. I also learned how to do my own laundry, but that's besides the point.
No, that's important.
From a work stance, my gosh, it's almost endless when you think about really what you can take away from this. I think I allowed myself to think, well, I'm working in Adventureland at a couple of attractions and I'm talking to guests all day and I'm operating some rides, right? Mm-hmm. It's so much more than that. When you think about just having those communication skills, when you're talking to thousands of people every single day, really enhancing those communication skills and getting to know our guests or our customers. But also you have to think, not everything always goes as planned when you're running an operation of this size. So you have to learn how to react in the moment. You have to develop those critical thinking skills. Now, you're always surrounded by people to help you, but you also have to learn how to do that independently and really make quick decisions that best benefit our guest experience, and our cast experience.
You've told me all of this amazing stuff. How do you communicate that to participants? How do you help them understand everything that they can gain from this program?
We have really put a focus on bringing partners in from around our property, and not just Walt Disney World, but the entire Walt Disney Company, right? So you think about how massive this company is with Hulu, Freeform, National Geographic, right? Marvel, Lucasfilm. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas that you can work in. And I think you know, you would probably agree with this, working at Disney, you don't always see the big picture of everything that exists, right? Because there is so much.
So
we're just trying to bring as many people in unique roles and unique areas that maybe our participants never thought about before, mm-hmm. to say, oh my gosh, I could do that one day.
So how would you say the learning component has evolved since your time with the company?
We have put a big focus on bringing, like I said, all of our partners in, right, to help showcase all of the different areas that exist. It's grown. It's actually become this almost like a sourcing pool, right, where you think about all of these partners from not just Walt Disney World, but around the company coming here to find talent in their areas. And that's been a huge win for our participants, but our participants have given us feedback to say we want more networking opportunities. You can imagine a property this size, right? 40 some odd square miles, twice the size of Manhattan. It's impossible to get out and go meet anyone and everyone that you would want to network with. Mm-hmm. So they gave us feedback and said, we want them to come here. Well, guess what? We called the genie and he said, wish is granted. And now we have executives and leaders from all around our property and even not just Walt Disney World, but around all of the segments coming here to do networking sessions with our participants.
That's so cool. Who have you been able to bring in?
Just earlier this week, we had the Senior Vice President of Finance and Events from the Disneyland Resort fly in, and he gave a presentation to over 150 of our participants. We've had the Vice President of Security here at Walt Disney World. Just think about everything that they could talk about from an operational standpoint of what they see and do on a daily basis to keep us safe, right? They gave a very dynamic presentation on their career journey and life advice. We've had the president of the resort out recently. We've had quite a few celebrities that have come in and given some of their stories and journeys with the company. It's just been amazing, not only to see how the participants are connecting with these leaders and executives from the company, but how these leaders and executives are really knocking down our door to say, we want to get out there, like we want to give back, we want to be there and meet these participants. It's just been such a huge win for the participant experience.
That's really cool to hear. I mean, not only who you've been able to bring out, which like these are not just like anybody, like they are so passionate about coming and
yes.
speaking. How do you feel like that speaks to the importance of the Disney College program as a whole?
Leaders in this company are just incredibly passionate about giving back to make sure that every cast member has the same or better experience that they did.
You're offering all of these different networking events. What other opportunities can people look forward to on this program?
So we get to take them behind the scenes of many of our attractions, and they get to see things that our guests would never get to see, right, of how we operate day in and day out. For example, there's a really cool Discover Disney over in Disney's Animal Kingdom at the Flight of Passage attraction over in Pandora. Mm-hmm. They truly get to go behind the scenes and like climb around and see the attraction from behind the scenes. They get to see it while guests are experiencing the attraction. We go to places like Haunted Mansion or the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith, and we pull the curtain back so that they can see all of the hard work that it takes to bring this magic to life for our guests each and every day.
You've talked about Leadership 101, networking. What else do you guys offer?
We have quite a few of those networking sessions where people come in from all around property and give their stories and stick around to do actual networking at the end. Some of our other multi-week series that we have, you can explore how we bring hospitality to life. We just launched a brand new class that was all about storytelling. So we talk about how Disney tells stories, and then we translate that to how do you tell your story.
How do the learning opportunities on the Disney College program differ from what you might get at a traditional college or university?
Yeah, so we actually love that saying that these offerings are uniquely Disney, and we actually take a lot of feedback from our participants and what we're going to build next. We're a storytelling company. We can pull so many examples, whether you're talking about how we create our movies, our theatrical productions, or an immersive experience in a park. That's all storytelling. So first let's learn how Disney does it, and then let's flip that and see how you can apply that to your life, whether it's going into an interview, whether it's going having a conversation with a guest, whether it's doing networking, right, in one of our sessions. We want you to learn that, but do it in a fun Disney way. It's not a lecture. You're not gonna go in and sit down in a room with 200 people and just be talked to for 2 hours. You're gonna get up, you're gonna meet people, you're gonna be engaged, and you're gonna apply it in the moment.
You've talked a lot about getting participant feedback and then taking that and creating new learning opportunities. How do you see the learning component of the Disney College program continuing to evolve?
So our participants have told us for quite some time that they wanted more networking opportunities. So we said, we've got this beautiful building with all of these rooms. Let's just fill it. Let's see what happens. Let's fill it with partners from around the company. Let's throw in a few magical Disney touches to it and just see what happens. So someone on the learning team put this entire event together, brought people in from around the company. We had character meet and greets. You could come get a professional headshot made. We had career readiness classes to learn how to build a resume rotating. And then every room was just full of people to go network with and talk to about their roles, about future opportunities. We had recruiters here that you could talk to, and not even just here at Walt Disney World. We had Disney Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney. We had some areas from like our corporate team. That all came from participant feedback, and we didn't know how it would go. We hoped like maybe 500 people will come through the door. We had over 1,000 people the first year. And then that turned into, it's now a sustained event. We just hosted our second one, and there were over 2,000 people here in the building.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so you talk about it evolving. This came from participant feedback, and it's now, it will be a staple of the program for years to come that we will host this event twice a year. Mm-hmm. And I just love it because it truly did come from their feedback of what they wanted.
You guys are working hard. That's a massive event to plan.
Yeah, it is. It is. But the team did a great job. Mm-hmm. Amazing job with it.
How long did it take to plan that whole event? Like, how do you get all of those partners into one spot at one time?
We started about 3 months out before the event of contacting partners, making sure that we knew everyone that was coming and all the representation that would be here. But we had over 250 partners from around the company here to talk to participants.
That is wild.
Yeah.
How do you feel like Disney has helped you as you prepared for all of the different roles you had in this company, including your current one?
I have been incredibly fortunate to work for some really great leaders throughout my time with Disney that pushed me to try new things, to develop new skills. I don't think if you would have asked me 10 or 15 years ago if I would be working in HR, learning and development, training, doing strategy work, design work, I would have ever told you that I could or would do that, right? But that's one of the really cool things about working here is you have people who are going to push you in these directions to try new things. They're going to see skills in you that maybe you didn't know that you had, and they're going to help you in finding a career path that's something that you enjoy and something that you are building a skill set to do along the way.
The Disney College Program internship is recommended by the American Council on Education for college credit. What does that mean?
Our participants have the amazing experience to actually gain college credit while they're here on their program and internship, which is a game changer. You can come down, you can get real world experience working at a Fortune 100 company and get college credit while doing it. We actually just went through the review process with the American Council on Education recently, and we were renewed for our accreditation. So you can get up to 9 hours of credit based on the length of time that you're here with us.
So we don't want to give anything away, no spoilers, but what can people look forward to on the horizon for any new learning opportunities for the Disney College program?
Ooh, I love this question. So we've had a big ask lately from our participants for more history and heritage content. We launched our Disney Origins class that's focusing on the Magic Kingdom, giving some fun like tips and tricks and behind the scenes facts about Magic Kingdom. And we have more of those coming. We just recently ordered quite a few learning games. There's like 6 or 7 different games. You can probably hear them next door playing right now. But these are different games that you can come in with 20 or 30. They're small groups, 20 or 30 of your fellow participants. And each game is focused on a different insight, whether it's leadership or communication or networking, and come in and play the game and hear from the learning team about how to apply this, and then just meet people in the room that you get to make new friends, right? That's part of it as well. We have this great relationship with our Synergy team. You think about all of the folks that it takes to bring our movies and our animated films to life. We have great partnerships where some of our stars actually get to come here to Flamingo Crossings Village and give presentations. Several months ago, we had Ashley Eckstein from the Star Wars universe. She was here. We had Jodie Benson, the voice of Ariel from the 1989 film, The Little Mermaid. Not only did she give a presentation, she sang Part of Your World. We've got a lot of folks coming over the next few months.
For interns who may still be in school, are they able to do any sort of remote learning while they're still on the program?
Yeah, and we love that. Right now, you are going to be working a lot while you're here, but many of our participants are still enrolled and taking classes while they're with us on their internship. but we offer some really cool resources to help them. So if they're not aware, we have exam proctoring. So maybe you have a test that you need to take, right? We will work directly with your faculty to set up and schedule a time for you to come in and take your test, and a member of our team will be there with you to proctor it. We have independent study hall. So if you are taking classes, you probably want some time set aside so that you can focus on your studies. So my team, the learning team, we actually work directly with our participant schedulers to make sure that we can dedicate some time off each week for them so that they can study, take classes, whatever that may be.
So as we close out, you are helping to shape the next generation of leaders here at Disney. What advice would you have for anyone aspiring to do this program, anyone aspiring to work for the company?
Someone taught me years ago to raise your hand and volunteer for everything. Mm-hmm. And I still wholeheartedly believe in that. There are so many opportunities that exist in this company, but you have to raise your hand and show that you're willing to do it. And it might be a new challenge for you. It might be a push for you. But by doing it, you're going to learn something new about yourself. And I also want to go back because you said, how are we developing them, or right, how are we looking to grow them? They are helping us grow and be better leaders and providing us feedback. It's a great two-way street with us and our participants to help make this a better experience for everyone. This program completely changed my life, and I do mean that. It really did. I miss my family and I miss the state that I grew up in, but working for this company has given me so many opportunities that I would not have had, and we want to give that back. We want to make sure that our participants have those same experiences and those same opportunities.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I feel like I have learned so much just from talking with you, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. It was a blast.
Oh, yeah. Good to have you here. Come back anytime. Up next, we are going to hear from Josiah, who is talking to a current Disney College program intern who is doing all he can to make the most of his program while going to as many learning opportunities as possible.
Thanks, Holly. Our discussion on the Disney College program learning component continues with the guy who is making the most of his program as he uses the learning component to learn his way through the entire Walt Disney Company. This is Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling excellent. Even good. Better that you're sitting here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, your role, and your location.
Yeah. So I'm Nick. I'm a senior at Emerson College up in Boston. I'm a film production major, and I'm an attractions operations cast member over at Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway in Hollywood Studios.
That's awesome. And what's that experience been like for you?
It's been great. This is my second program. So I used to do a photo pass over in Epcot last year. And I've never done attractions before. So this is kind of a new opportunity for me, kind of learn about all the different kinds of roles that Disney has to offer. For me, kind of that welcoming environment and kind of the just warm kind of family feeling that the cast members there all kind of provide really made it easier for me to transition into that new role.
So if someone sees or hears the word attractions, right, what exactly does that mean? What are some of the responsibilities that you have?
Yeah, definitely. So there's kind of a few categories for attractions. There's the rides, there's the shows. At a very basic level, it's controlling the ride and kind of giving the guests that experience. But kind of on a deeper level, it's bringing the show to life of Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway. So you're kind of, you know, you're boarding a train with Goofy and you're going into the world of the Mickey Mouse cartoon. So for me, it's kind of upkeeping that show and giving those guests that once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So you mentioned that you had another role prior. Yep. So what was it that initially made you apply to the Disney College program, and then what made you decide to extend?
I think for me, the reason I applied initially is because really social media. I saw a lot of people like YouTubers and kind of influencers that did their college program and kind of had really these really cool experiences, and I was like, oh, this could be fun for me. I've, you know, grown up going to Disney, and my main takeaway as a kid was, okay, yeah, the rides are great, the shows are great, the food's great, but the cast members are really kind of what makes that experience unforgettable. And for my family, it was the cast members that kind of gave us that once-in-a-lifetime experience. So now being able to be a cast member on the other side of it and to give these families these once-in-a-lifetime experiences, I think is really kind of life-changing for me and the reason why I applied and extended, so.
Nice. As you look at both of your internship experiences, what are some of those key memories and takeaways?
Yeah, I think for me, obviously working for the company and working both of my roles has been life-changing and given me kind of really great experiences. But I also think that for my first program, one of my big regrets was not taking advantage of the opportunities that were provided at Flamingo Crossings Village, such as like the classes and some of the events on campus. And I think for me, my main priority this program was to kind of utilize those opportunities and take advantage of them and kind of dive headfirst into everything that this campus has to offer. So yeah, I think some of my biggest takeaways and best memories have come from those classes and kind of learning where the rest of my Disney career can lead to.
So that's a perfect segue. I want to talk a lot about the learning offerings. So what have been some of your favorites that you've attended?
Growing up and going to Disney and seeing the attractions kind of operate at a normal level and then seeing them kind of from the backstage side of things and learning the unique story and history of the ride or attraction, it's been really, really fun. And also for the classroom side of things, I think for me being able to go to these classes and learn about kind of how and why we make magic and then utilize that information in the parks hours after the class at work and kind of give that back to guests has been just really, really exciting for me and kind of something that I really enjoy about these classes.
We always say while you're here to network as much as possible, no matter where you are in the company. Why is that so important?
Networking has always been a big thing for me, especially kind of as a film major, because it's about the connections that you make that will kind of help you and guide you towards that next step in your career. And so for me at Disney and loving my time here at Disney, meeting the people that I want to work with and work for, showcase my talents to them, has really, really been such a help in kind of meeting people from kind of every single department inside of Disney and kind of learning a little bit about what they do and kind of helping that push forward my career.
True or false, attending these sessions and offerings will help you to get a full idea of what it's like at the Walt Disney Company.
I would say true. Because you get to kind of learn about kind of what everyone does. And even if you're not obviously there on a day-to-day basis with them, they give you such insightful knowledge on kind of what they do, especially like smaller departments that I didn't even know existed before coming here.
Aside from the general like skills and advice, you know, what are some of the things that you're learning about the company through these learning offerings?
I think that the biggest kind of takeaway for me is everyone's Disney career is very different. For me, kind of being able to grasp that you can be in a bunch of different roles at a bunch of different locations and end up where you want to be.
You know, as you're attending these courses here, you're able to take some of the things that you learn and apply it in your role, in your location. Talk about the correlation there.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially the hospitality series that I'm in right now, I think kind of learning about like the why of why we care, why we do what we do, kind of really inspires me to take that extra step, take that extra minute to really understand the guests' phrases or lessons that I've learned from those classes. I can apply each and every day at Runaway Railway.
So by attending these learning offerings, have you built any friendships?
For me, a lot of my friendships have come through the like weekly classes and kind of getting to see the same group of people every week and kind of talk to them about their experience on the program and kind of how they've experienced the learning aspect has been super, super fun. And then getting to see them in their locations and their roles, also very fun and exciting.
Now, I'll be honest, I'm 100% biased because I work with these people every day. But can you talk about how incredible our learning team is here?
They're absolutely the best. I think from day one, showing up to one of the Discover Disneys, I immediately knew that our learning team was going to make me feel at home and kind of give me the opportunities that I'm sure that they would have appreciated when they started out in the company. And I think their passion and their drive to give us those experiences has really created something special. And I think that's the reason why I keep coming back to these classes and these unforgettable events.
Do you have any goals of your own within the Walt Disney Company?
As I mentioned before, I'm a film production major and I have fallen in love with Orlando and the Walt Disney World Resort specifically. And so kind of marrying my two passions, I've discovered Yellow Shoes, the in-house marketing department. And so using kind of Lee's classes and the networking opportunities I've had, I've gotten to speak with some producers at Yellow Shoes and kind of hopefully put my foot in the door as far as a future internship or job with Yellow Shoes.
So, you know, you're a film major, you have this passion for film. What you're doing in your role in your location isn't necessarily connected to that, but you said you still find ways to make that work and to understand and to learn and grow. Talk about the importance of that.
So yeah, I think kind of going in and making the magic at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and then using my free time to look further into the company, into some sort of film-related job, I've kind of utilized both my free time and my work time to make magic and kind of set myself up for the future.
I'm glad you brought up your free time. Mm. Let's get into it. Oh, so when you're not at your work location, when you're not here at Flamingo Crossings Village, what do you like to do in your free time?
Yeah, so I am a host of a podcast for my school. I'm also producing a few short films for my school. So that's been such a blast to do because I just love it so much. And also obviously going to the parks, kind of utilizing everything in the greater Orlando area, a little bit of a different vibe than at home.
How do you think you use your knowledge and understanding of film to tell the Disney story your way?
That's a great question. I think for me, storytelling has always been something that I've kind of fallen in love with, whether it be on film, in photos, on radio, kind of any form of storytelling I can provide. Working at Walt Disney World, specifically at Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway, there is a story to that attraction. So kind of telling that story at every single position, every single location, and kind of using that to our advantage to help tell the story is super, super awesome.
You said you've attended some of the Discover Disneys. Is there one that stands out above the rest?
Yeah, so for me, I think doing the Haunted Mansion Discover Disney was super fun and also incredibly funny because my girlfriend used to work at the Haunted Mansion last year. And so when I came home from the tour, I was kind of geeking out about, oh my God, I got to see all this fun stuff. And she was like, oh, so like a normal Monday for me. So I thought that was super exciting because I was like just absolutely into it. And I thought it was extra funny because it was just kind of like a normal day for her. But it was fun to watch her kind of intake what I had kind of seen.
So for our listeners and for those who are watching, you know, we have these very special certificates. So after you've completed a certain amount of offerings, or if it's a specific class and series we have, you can earn a Mouster's or a Goofy graduate or a doctorate. Have you earned any of those certificates?
So I'm actually in the process of earning my Mouster's, which will come at the very end of my program of the hospitality series. I'm gonna get a Mouster's, so I'm very excited about that.
Nice. So, Nick, do you have any advice for anyone who's listening or watching and considering an internship?
Yeah, I think definitely shoot your shot. Do it. Take advantage. Apply. You get the opportunity to work for the Walt Disney Company. Definitely take advantage of your time here because for me, my greatest memories have been working here, living here, learning here, everything. So I think kind of taking advantage of your time and meeting new people and trying things you don't normally like and kind of just taking it all in is kind of my biggest piece of advice for sure.
If any of your instructors from the learning offerings are watching or listening, do you have any words of thanks or gratitude for those on the Disney program's learning team?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who has created such a welcoming environment for me and provided unforgettable classes and experiences that kind of have helped me take that next step in my career and kind of learn a little bit more about the Walt Disney Company. So yeah, thank you so much.
Nick, thank you so much for being here and for joining us on this episode. It's been incredible to learn from you,
to get
a little bit of your knowledge, and hopefully we can pass it on to someone else.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. This has been an honor and pleasure, for sure.
Thanks everyone for listening. Remember to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow Disney programs on social media. This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Amy Trivers, Bethany Cobbs, Brandon Cologne, John Hughes, Jaren Kaufman, and Allie Fisher. Editing was done by Megan Williams, music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group Incorporated, design and graphics by Joshua Davila, and a special thank you goes out to the Disney Internships and Programs teams.